how much conflict is there between workers of different generations?
Let's go back to your groups. We've got the boomers, we've got the Xers, and we've got the millennials. Those are the three big ones, okay? The millennials and the boomers get along quite fine because the boomers are the millennials' parents. They totally get each other, and they see a mentor-mentee relationship there. Gen X doesn't get along with millennials, and millennials don't get along with Gen X.
What about Gen X and the boomers?
Gen X does not get along with the boomers, and the boomers don't get along with Gen X. So Gen X is kind of the odd man out.
When we see this conflict, and it does pop up, and it sounds like it sort of is always centered around the Generation X folks, what's causing it? What does it look like?
When Gen Xers grew up, a divorce rate was at its height. And that's first when the term downsizing or right-sizing came out in that early 80s, late 70s kind of era. And so they're seeing their parents get cut loose from jobs that they thought were jobs for life, and they're seeing their parents divorce. So latchkey kids, kids kind of raising themselves, that's the Gen X population. They don't have loyalty to organizations. And they've been left to figure out a lot of stuff on their own. So they're much more comfortable in ambiguity. Millennials are not. Millennials want kind of guidance and structure. And so where that runs into conflict with the millennials is the millennials say, well, give me structure. And the Gen Xers say, well, I never got structure. Figure it out. They don't want to nurture or hold the hand of millennials. Now, the Xers have conflict with the boomers as well because the Xers don't value awards and trophies and status like the boomers do. So when the boomers go to an Xer and say, congratulations, we want to promote you. We're going to make you a vice president, and we're going to move you to Omaha, Nebraska. This is a big promotion, big for your career. Xer goes off. Xer comes back and says, I'm sorry, thank you for that opportunity. I'm going to decline it, and I'm actually resigning today because I know what's going to happen. You're going to move me out to Omaha. It's not going to work out, and then you're going to close the whole division down 2 years later, and I'm going to be unemployed in a city without friends and without a network. It's a dramatic difference in how they view awards and recognition.
How do I work around these differences? What do I do?
One thing you can do if you're an Xer is have a little more empathy for those millennials. They've never had to deal with ambiguity. They haven't had to figure it out. And so try and help them. Don't figure it out for them. Don't give them the structure that they want, but be a little more supportive. Now, boomers have a big responsibility in this whole system because what boomers are doing is they're reaching down to the millennials and helping them. You don't hear them say, how do we groom the Xers to take over our roles?
Right, because aren't they next in line?
They're next in line, and that's actually more important than millennials. That group has got to be prepared. And so to fix all this, one big thing would be for boomers to start focusing on that Xer generation and grooming them. If they don't, then when the boomers leave, the Xers will take out their frustration on the millennials, and it'll be even worse.
Brandon Smith teaches about communication and workplace culture, among other things, at the Goizueta Business School at Emory University. Good to see you again, Brandon. Thanks.
Joshua, my pleasure.